Well, taxes are here, and they're not going away.
That's right.
And so it's important when we get to, even before we get to retirement, on the way to retirement, on the way to even the financial red zone, which is 5 years out of retirement, we need to work with our planner and our CPA, and hopefully your planner and CPA talk to each other, as well as your estate planning attorney, by the way, but that's a different story.
That's right.
But we need to have a tactical tax plan put together.
Okay.
Now, most people have never heard about a tactical tax plan.
No, I bet they want to after hearing six times that they're going to get hit.
You know, basically, we tactically go to the tax man about April 15th and say, well, how much do I owe? Here it is.
It seems to be.
Yeah, but there are ways to prevent the taxes you're paying or reduce the taxes you're paying if you get a proactive plan put together.
Okay.
And so when people heard me say you can six different taxes, they're saying, what the heck is Coach Pete talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we save our IRAs and our 401ks.
Okay, sure.
And those are, many folks, those are your biggest balances you have.
That's
besides
right.
Your mortgage. And a mortgage has a negative number next to it, right?
Isn't that right?
Yeah. So, and again, that's another show about if you should pay the house off early or not, and whether it's a 15-year versus a 30.
Yep.
And does it make sense to get a no closing cost loan and then every single time rates go down, refinance and get a lower rate without it costing you money out of your pocket?
A lot of interesting
My answer
topics.
On that is yes, but we'll talk
okay.
about it some other time.
All right.
But the tax tips and the tax hits we take, mm-hmm. the net investment tax. So if you have money in an investment,
okay.
and there's an Obama tax according to the tax rule where you have to pay on your capital gains.
Ah, okay.
And so we have the capital gains tax, we have the net investment, whatever our investments are, we pay tax on that money when we take the money out.
Right,
we
right.
pay tax on it. We have the alternate minimum tax, which means if you don't pay enough tax, you pay more. We've got creative names for it, but it just
wow.
means they're going to stick you if you make more money. And
that's
if your money
like.
Is gaining money, and then you start taking money out in retirement, and it makes your income look bigger, guess what you're going to have to do?
Yeah, no,
pay
well,
more taxes.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and this could be a tragedy for folks out there who may think they have a certain amount saved up if they're not taking taxes into consideration.
Yeah,
as well.
Well, it really does. And then we have ordinary income tax, which
okay.
is the when you do the tax
there
return, April
yeah.
15th.
Okay.
We have Social Security tax. And then we have the means tested on Social Security. So if you make too much in retirement, if you were smart during your working years
right.
and saved money, like mm-hmm. you should, in your 401k, your IRAs, or on your own,
sure.
in retirement, when you start taking it out, the government says, hey, you're making too much. You're not going to get any of your Social Security that we already taxed you on. So it's like it's taxes all over the place.
Wow.
They're flying all over the place like an old Western movie,
Gosh.
The bullets. So we have to try to avoid that. And there are ways to avoid these taxes by getting your money properly set up utilizing Section 7702 in the IRS codes.
Okay.
And it's a way to build tax-free growth. Tax-free income, and also pass on a huge amount of money to your family tax-free if you pass away too early.
Wow. Okay.
So there are ways to maintain your income standard when we get to retirement, and we need to factor in also something called longevity. And many people don't realize what longevity is.
No, that's
so
true.
We'll talk about that too. But if you're interested in finding out what kind of tax hit you're going to take and ways to avoid that tax hit or minimize it, give us a call right now.
Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
You know, a 2008 study, so it's been a while ago now, but they did a reiterated study here in 2016.
Okay.
And now we're in 2017 and
that's
nothing
right.
has changed. But Ernst & Young did a study and they surveyed people reaching retirement, and 3 out of 5 of today's retirees will outlive their retirement savings.
Really? Is that
three
true?
3 out of 5. And so if you don't have a lifetime income plan, by the way, a true lifetime income, what do you think it does?
It's an income for life.
Right? It's a simple plan. It's
yeah.
a simple understand, but so many people just keep their money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks,
yeah.
and don't transition that money. We call that income transition. Get your money into a place where you'll never have to worry about outliving it. Now, not
okay.
all your money, but you find out what kind of income you want to have in retirement. Then we work backwards and say, well, based on what you want to have income-wise for the rest of your life, here's the amount you need to put aside.
Okay.
And we recommend maybe you put it in a place that you have tax-free growth and tax-free income, or a combination. There's 4 different buckets out there in the money world.
All right.
There's taxable buckets. That's money you earn, like your paycheck.
Sure.
You earn money, you pay tax on it. You have money in a CD. You earn money, you pay tax on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have tax deferred. And that's when you don't pay taxes on the money right away. As a matter of fact, it reduces your income, if like a 401k or an IRA. So you're
okay.
deferring the taxes to later.
Right.
Right. But what's the bad word in tax deferred?
Taxes are still in there, I'll say.
Well, there's two bad words, taxes and deferred.
That's right.
So deferred means you're kicking it down the road. You won the coin toss, but you're electing to receive in the second half.
And that could be dangerous if taxes are lower now than they could be in the future.
Yeah, you're right. And my opinion is, have we ever seen a period where taxes really go down and sustain down? No, they usually go up, right?
That's right. That's
so
right.
Why
that's
not true. Pay taxes on what we know today? So yeah. Again, we have a taxable bucket, we have a tax deferred bucket, and then we have tax-free bucket.
Okay.
Now, tax-free is good to me.
That's right.
That's like the Roth IRA.
Okay.
All right. So the Roth, you pay tax right away. You pay tax when you make the money, but you put it in a bucket and now it grows tax-free, which means you never pay tax on that money again in the future, no matter what it grows to.
Okay.
As long as you follow the rules set forth by the government.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Now we have, that's the three. But Coach Pete, you said there were four buckets.
That's right.
Well, all right. Here's the fourth one. Tax-free times two. Or if you picture it written down, tax-free with a little two above it, you know, like the subscript.
All right. So now you piqued my interest here. Times two. So what are you talking about here?
All right. So that is having the tax-free growth, tax-free income, but turning dimes into dollars. It's life insurance.
Ah.
Life insurance is one of the greatest wealth transfer tools known to man, but overlooked because it's sold too much to people who don't need it or didn't really realize it. But I've never seen an insurance agent not be welcome to a funeral, by the way.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So yeah. when we have the right plan in place, tax-free times two, there's a way to get a tax-free income. There's a way to get tax-free estate plan. And there's also a way where if you need long-term care, have tax-free long-term care payments coming out of your death benefit while you're still alive.
That's incredible.
It's amazing to me. It's included in Section 7702 of the IRS code, too, by the way.
Wow. And it sounds like there's a lot more going on there than a typical life insurance plan that people may be familiar with where you just have that death benefit. So the number to call is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Yeah, Thomas, it's too much Amazon.com-ing of the retirement world. You know
that right?
Means people just go buy one product over here, one over there, but they don't work together.
That's right.
You know, you can go to Amazon and probably save money in the short term, but when it's time to get help on what you bought or if it breaks, it's a pain in the butt.
Exactly.
So getting the perfect plan put together is like the perfect pizza with all the ingredients that work together. And I love the pizza with everything on it. I don't like paying for each ingredient on the pizza, though, all together. So you work it out in a plan where it all works together.
Okay.
And I think that everyone out there, now that you're hungry for pizza like I am, we need to sit there and take a step back, though. And I want to make an offer out to the radio listener. And this is a very popular offer. We're going to add a couple new things to it as well.
Okay.
We're going to also talk about later on in the show about the Retirement Bill of Rights. That's going to be added to this as well. Find out what your true rights are. Make sure you have the proper plan put together. But if you call, if you're one of the next 30 callers, we will put together for you a review of your tax returns. And this will uncover long-term tax issues like IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. Keep in mind, we will go back 3 years with your tax returns and see if you've been making mistakes and maybe can get you money back by amending those returns.
Okay.
That can make thousands of dollars of difference if you're overpaying and you don't know. And think about not going back just 3 years, but what about going forward the next 15 and correcting that mistake now so you don't pay over and over again for something you shouldn't be paying.
That's right.
We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal, finding out what you really need in retirement, what you really want in retirement that'll give you not only a retirement that you have the bills paid, but a retirement where you do what you want when you want to do it. Very important. We're going to talk about what the average person that I've been talking to has been saying about what they want in retirement later on in the show. But Thomas, it's also important. We're going to help you identify the money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle. That's very important. Not just the bills, but enjoying your lifestyle.
That's right. That's right.
And then we're going to help you by analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and a calculated risk exposure level. We call this a forensic fee analysis. And
very important.
I guarantee you, most people have never had that put together along with a tactical tax plan. It's a retirement made easy is what we call it. And it's also a retirement pit stop to make sure your money is in the right place.
That's right.
You know, when you watch the NASCAR race, right before the end of the race, a lot of guys go in for the pit to get all fueled up so they can end the race strong.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a retirement pit stop. Let's make sure that you're all fueled up and you're ready to hit retirement where you're never going to have to worry about anything happening. No one wants to be the person with the red gas can walking down the road on the side of the road in retirement, right?
When
you
That's
ran out
right.
of money. We're also going to help you by determining the percentage of assets needed to protect future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation. No one wants to be hit by surprises in retirement. So let's make sure to get all those exposed and then eliminate them. And then we'll review your family goals of longevity, estate planning issues, and determine the needs to protect your stuff as you go through retirement and make sure you leave your money in the right way to your next of kin.
That's right, folks. Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. So if you're in the Chicago area, pick up the phone, call 800 800- 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This is your opportunity to meet with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services, and they can go over your financial plan so that you can relax knowing that you have a secure and stable plan in place. So go ahead, call on in, leave your name and best contact method, and John will call you back to set up that free comprehensive financial review just as soon as we get out of the studio here. Folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to describe your retirement bill of rights and how important it is that you have these all in writing.